It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tamara reporting radio news about radio waves. CNN's headline last week, Norway to become first nation in the world to shut down FM radio, was not quite true. First, the Norwegian Local Radio Association said besides the major stations, only 23 local radio stations will transition to DAB. NLF also said the Norwegian parliament requires 50% of the country already be listening to digital feeds before turning the analog signals off. Currently, only 19% of the country tunes in DAB broadcasts, and the analog switch-off still needs approval from Parliament. Paul Rimsmandale in Radio Survivor reports the shut-off has majority support, but opposition from the Progress Party and the Green Party say the change is only due to lobbying from Digital Radio Norge AS company, not by any consumer demand. Digital broadcasting there is well ahead of the United States, though, where 2 or 3% of the population can tune in digital radio, according to Rimsmandale in Radio Survivor. Quote, the country's topography is hard on analog radio signals. Its population density and distribution makes planning a network of DAB plus transmitters to serve the country a relatively straightforward exercise. And most importantly, Norway's radio industry isn't that large, and its most powerful constituents are public and state broadcasters, who've been quite supportive of digital radio from the outset, unquote. John Anderson in DIYmedia.net writes, the UK has 36.8% digital penetration, and most Norwegian broadcasters have upgraded to the newer DAB+, which means much better sound quality than in England. The United States are under a completely different format with major differences. HD radio, the format here, puts digital signals on analog frequencies, which usually two extra channels with sound quality issues. DAB, the chosen format by the rest of the world, sounds better and seems more adaptable. For instance, Ofcom, England's radio regulator like the FCC, is now allowing community groups to apply for small-scale, standalone DAB stations akin to the digital version of low-power FM. Norway may not be turning off its FM transmitters anytime soon, but an all-digital future is probably inevitable. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC. That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates, and this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.